I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, Nashville area listeners. Do you like donuts? Of course you do. Observer Pictures has partnered with Drunken Donuts to bring you a special treat. Visit drunkendonutsnash.com and use the offer code MARGSINDONUTS for 20% off your order of delicious, boozy donuts delivered right to your door. The link and code are in the show notes. When you get your donuts, be sure to snap a pic and tag Observer Pics, that's P-I-X, on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. And before we get to the show, here's a quick word from one of my kiddos.
Hi, I'm Danny. I voice Daphne. And I'm here to talk to you about helping out Margaritas and Donuts. Becoming a member of Patreon will help us give you the best show we can. You'll get stuff that nobody else can, like special episodes and merchandise. And every quarter, you get to do a live chat with the cast and crew. It all starts at just $2 a month. So please visit md.observerpictures.com and click on Become a Member to join Patreon today.
Observer Pictures presents Margaritas and Donuts. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 3, Ice Cream.
I hope you're right about the steak tartare.
I've had that once and it wasn't my favorite thing.
Believe me, it's delicious.
So, what made you pick this place?
Oh, I love the food. There's not one thing on this menu that isn't worth having.
I think I finally understand why you agreed to go out with me.
Sorry?
I mean, when Paul invited me to sit at your table, you seemed really put out, but then I guess you remembered you're very comfortable eating with strangers?
It's not the same. Paul and I were obviously having an intimate dinner. It was a bit big-headed of him
just
to even...
I'm kidding.
Sorry.
Don't be. Paul was an ass.
That he was.
You said you grew up here?
Yeah. My parents are still in the same house.
That must be nice. You see them often?
We talk on the phone a lot, but I don't see them all the time. You said your parents were in the army, right?
Yep, that's where they met. My father, he loves to tell the story of their whirlwind romance.
Oh, that's really sweet.
When I was a kid, I didn't think so. But now, He's really wonderful to hear. Like, he gets this look, and it's undeniably love. I really hope I can tell a story like that one day. I've made you uncomfortable again.
No, I'm fine. Did you move a lot as a kid?
Not so much. I lived in Germany and California and Texas before we moved here.
Wow, and that's not as much. How was Germany?
I was a baby. I have no idea.
Were you born there?
Yeah.
Well, that must be a nice conversation starter.
Never really thought to use it.
Was it hard?
I'm really good at making friends. So it was a blessing and a curse.
Are either of
you like to travel?
Parents and doctors?
Sorry, you go ahead.
I asked if either of your parents are doctors.
My mom is a nurse. Dad's a pilot. Both are retired now.
Oh, my mother's a nurse as well.
Oh, is that why
Roasted
you...
Roasted hen?
That's me.
And steak tartare for you, sir.
Thank you.
Can I get you anything else?
No, thank you.
No, we're good.
Enjoy.
This looks amazing.
And it tastes even better.
Oh, this is nursing good.
I told you. No, don't talk with your mouth full.
Sorry.
Want to stop for a nightcap?
It's getting a little late.
All right. I'll
maybe
walk
ice
to your...
cream instead. There's a place right around the corner.
Sure. I'm going to guess your favorite flavor.
You are. All right, this should be interesting.
Not vanilla.
What? Because I'm not boring?
Most people think vanilla's boring, but it's not a boring flavor. It lacks depth, though, and that's not you.
Thank you.
Any excuse to throw you a compliment. Is it butter pecan?
Holy shit.
Am I right?
No.
Okay, I was proud of myself there for a moment.
I mean, I do like butter pecan, but my favorite is mocha nut.
I knew there had to be nuts in it.
Oh, all right, why?
Because you're sweet, but also a little salty.
I'm not sure what to say to that.
I swear it was a compliment.
And what's your favorite?
You're not gonna guess?
No.
Raspberry.
Really? Not at all what I would have guessed.
What would you have guessed?
I don't know. Something a little more old school.
I'm old school.
I swear it was a compliment.
All right. Is it fine if I ask to hold your hand while we walk?
It's fine to ask.
I'm just gonna take your hand then.
And I'm just going to let you.
What's wrong? What happened?
Nothing. Why do you keep doing that?
It's 1 a.m. Why else would you be calling me?
Somebody die.
No, hon. It's Joe. Are you all right?
I'm fine.
She's fine. Go back to sleep. Let me go downstairs. Okay, you're not hurt or dying. What's up?
I just got home.
From your date?
Yes.
Do tell.
We went to dinner and we went for ice cream.
And then?
That was it.
Girl, it's 1 a.m. Unless there's some new late-night ice cream place I don't know about. And I'm pretty sure I know every damn ice cream place in Nashville. What the hell did you do between 11 p.m. and now? Did you sleep with him?
I didn't sleep with him.
It's okay if you did. I won't judge you. I totally support you owning your sexuality.
Hey, I own the hell out of my sexuality, but I still didn't sleep with him. We just talked.
You talked to him for... What time did you meet for dinner?
8:30.
You talked to this man for 4 hours.
Oh, I guess so.
You like him?
Yeah, why do you think I called you?
Aw, when are you seeing him again?
We didn't talk about that.
You talked for 4 fucking hours and didn't figure out a second date.
Sorry.
Whatever. What'd you talk about?
I don't know. Everything. Parents, work, our favorite foods.
Anything interesting?
It was all interesting.
If you say so. Does he have kids?
He didn't talk about any.
Did you ask?
I didn't think about asking.
It's usually the second question out of your mouth. Hi, I'm Josephine. What's your name? Do you have kids?
Shut up.
Would it matter if he had kids?
I don't know.
Holy shit, you do like him.
I thought I already said that.
Yeah, but now I believe it.
Gee, you're such an amazing friend.
Shut up. You're the one calling me at 1 a.m. scaring the shit out of me.
Well, I'll let you go back to sleep then.
I'm happy that it was such a good date.
Thanks.
When do I get to meet him?
Bye, Kat.
Fine. Love you.
Love you more.
Bye.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Morning, Dr. Pierce.
Good morning, Ellen. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. Took my kids to the zoo.
I bet they loved that. I know how much Micah loves giraffes.
She loved it. I noticed you have a coffee from downstairs again. Did you run into Dr. Miller?
Actually, no.
Oh, and you're disappointed, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a little disappointed. Maybe he's... I don't know.
What about you? What did you do this weekend?
Not much.
Wait, was a certain ophthalmologist involved in your not much?
Possibly.
I knew it!
Really? I seem to remember you acting as my bouncer last week.
But that was before I talked to him. He's quite charming.
He is.
So, what did you do?
Just dinner.
Dinner is a great place to start. Where'd you go?
Fork and Feather.
That's an interesting choice for a first date.
Look, the food is very good there. I'm going to my office.
I'm so happy for you. You deserve it.
What time is my first patient?
30 minutes.
Okay, thanks. I'll be back.
Are you going to the ophthalmology office?
I said I'll be back.
Fine, I'll hold down the fort.
Yep, I know. Just make sure to get that over as soon as possible. Yep. Hey, lovely, I gotta go. Yep. I promise, as soon as I can. Bye. What are you doing here?
You texted good morning.
Yeah, I just didn't realize that translated to come on over.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your call.
No, I apologize. That came out wrong. I just didn't expect you to come over.
I can go.
No, I'm happy you're here. Let's start again. Hi.
Hello. I missed you on the elevator.
I was running late, but you're definitely good motivation for being on time.
I can't stay long, but I just wanted to say good morning in person.
Good morning.
Mm. Who was on the phone?
No one. Just stuff I'm trying to deal with.
You sounded a little upset. Is everything all right?
Yeah, it was a little early to be dealing with it.
Oh.
Do you have time free this week?
Not really until Friday, maybe.
Then Friday. Dinner and a movie, maybe?
Yeah, I could do that.
Where do you want to go?
You pick the place this time.
Oh, really?
Don't make fun of me.
I'm not. I swear. I have to think about it, though. Text you later.
That's fine. Have a good day.
You too.
Don't open it till I get there.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Auntie Joe.
Hey, girls. Did you miss me?
It's been a week.
Well, excuse me.
Sassy Pants is on full display this evening.
That's mean.
But true.
Can I show you my painting?
Of course you can, Lucy.
And I can show you the tower I built. Come on, Auntie Joe.
Dinner's in 10 minutes.
Hey, Joe.
Hello, Ron. I talk, but...
Daddy, I'm showing Auntie Joe the tower.
And my painting.
Sounds like a plan.
Let's go.
Did you ask her yet?
She just walked in the door. I'll ask her after dinner. Okay, the adults will clear the table. The children will head up and get ready for bed.
Fine. Auntie Jo, will you come up and say goodnight?
When haven't I done that?
Yay!
Okay. Go.
So, what did Ron want you to ask me?
Eavesdropper.
It's not like you were whispering.
He wants you to invite Malik for dinner next week.
Hell no.
That's what I thought.
Wait, why not?
I've been on 2 dates with him.
One.
Hey, donuts count.
One or two, whatever. I want to meet him. Make sure he's good for you.
That's really sweet, Ron, but no.
Are you embarrassed by us?
Oh, constantly. But that's not the reason.
Then bring him next week.
Is he being serious?
He's being serious.
Malik isn't coming to dinner next week or any dinner soon. I want to make sure he's worthy of Monday dinner.
I don't even know what that means.
I get it. You don't want a repeat of Asshole Eddie.
You don't have to keep...
If the name fits.
Exactly.
Okay, fine. No Monday dinner. I still want to meet him.
When are you seeing him again?
I think we're going out Friday.
You think?
Yeah.
Ron, go make sure the girls are getting ready for bed.
Fine. I know when I'm not wanted anymore.
Love you.
Yeah.
Are you going out Friday or not?
He asked. I said yes, but he hasn't texted me about where we're going.
Dinner again?
Mm-hmm.
And more talking?
Ha ha. So, tell me about your weekend.
I see what you're doing. I had a session with this adorable couple at the downtown library. First time I've shot there, and now I don't want to do sessions anywhere else. Do you need professional headshots? We could do them there.
What do I need headshots for?
Because you love me and want to give me business.
You get plenty of kids from me.
That is true. And I thank you all the time for that.
You do?
I cook you dinner every Monday night, don't I?
True.
Anyway, they really like the digital proof I sent, and they asked me to shoot the wedding, too.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Haven't done a wedding in a while. Should be a nice change of pace. And that's enough about me. Back to you.
Shit.
Why aren't you seeing Dr. Malik until Friday?
Because I have other things to do this week?
Bullshit. You'll be sitting on your couch after work, watching television or reading a book, or both. Something's up, isn't it?
This morning, Malik was running late, so we didn't get to see each other on the elevator. He texted me good morning, so I decided to walk over to his office and see him for a few minutes.
As you do.
When I got to his office, he was on the phone, sounded a bit upset with someone he called lovely.
Did you ask him about it?
Yes.
And?
He said it was nothing and that it was just a little early in the morning to be dealing with it.
And you don't believe him?
Ugh, I don't know. I mean, he changed the subject, so I didn't push it.
And you also decided you were busy all week. Just ask him who was on the phone.
That's not weird.
No. If it was something or someone really important, I'm sure he would have said so. He doesn't seem like a liar.
Kat, you don't even know him.
Doesn't matter. I've already deemed him an honest guy. I'm sticking to it.
We should go say goodnight to your children.
Fine. Don't think that this is the end of this.
I know it isn't.
As long as we're on the same page.
Join us next week for another episode of Margaritas and Donuts. Please subscribe and consider leaving a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. This episode featured the voices of Danielle Ellett as Josephine, Tavius Marshall as Malik, Laquita James as Katrina, Luke Eisen as Ron, Beth Hall as Ellen, Danny McQuinn as Daphne, Lily McQuinn as Lucy, and Charlene Bayer as the server. Producer Amanda Lorraine. Sound design and mixing Joshua Sui. Dialogue edit Faith McQuinn. Story consultant Joy Chapman. Theme music by BD Productions. Additional music by The Story Shop. For more information on the show, how to support us, and where to find us on social media, please visit md.observerpictures.com. Thank you so much for listening. Now, grab a drink, have a treat, and tell your friends about Margaritas and Donuts.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.